Job, you're with Julian on the Brown Note. And we might as well get into a review of Madam Web. It's a well-worn story by now that the post-MCU Endgame movies have been terrible for anything like superhero films, almost all from the DC and Marvel comic book worlds. The amazing thing is that they haven't been mid-tier. They've got progressively, aggressively terrible. And they keep losing $100 million a year, film, and they keep making them. And they keep making films that no one wants, no one asks for. And every time you think you've reached the bottom, as with the likes of Ant-Man 3 last year, they come out with The Marvels, and it's even worse. And I gave that a 0 out of 10 recently. And they keep, like, there's this big battle at the moment. It's like, how they make a film that's terrible that no one wants. It gets terrible reviews and bombs at the box office. They turn around and say it's all because of sexists not liking the fact that, like, the last two films in a row, the main four characters were all women. You can't tell me that they're not doing this deliberately in some way to thumb their noses at people. But what are they achieving? People aren't avoiding these films because there are women characters in the lead roles. They're avoiding these films because they are absolute crap. We have a very strong history of watching sci-fi and action movies with women as the lead character. Have you seen the Terminator films, the Alien films, all the way through to the likes of Lucy in the last decade and, you know, Black Widow and so on. There have been so many major franchises. The Hunger Games franchise. There have been so many that have had a central female character. But the films haven't been absolutely terrible. So The Marvels was the newest, the lowest point in the MC and I think DC universes as the worst comic book superhero movie I've ever seen. Well, obviously, Madam Web has come out to the lowest reviews of any in the history of post-Iron Man comic book superhero movies, 12% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I think it's going to lose another $100 million at the box office. I would imagine after the marketing and everything, it's got a break-even point of probably $2 to $250 million to break even, probably maybe even more, but it's going to do about... I think it's been taken off of the cinema already and put on streaming. Oh, wow, Madam Web. So it's difficult to know where to lay the blame at here, apart from the fact that no one wanted a Madam Web character. But none of that matters when the film is bad. No one wanted an Iron Man movie. People weren't sitting around going, God, I wonder what Iron Man is up to. People went, this film's brilliant. And they would have done with Madam Web, but it isn't. The director is a British TV director, S.J. Clarkson, who apparently is like hot shit, like for stuff like Games of Thrones and like lots of very prominent TV series. She's been really, really good. You would not be able to tell that here. I just don't know how these films get made. Surely someone sits down and watches the rushes and sees 5 minutes of it and says, this is garbage. This one even was so bad that they removed dialogue in the trailer from the film. The infamous, you are the madam of this web line doesn't even happen in the film, which I was sad about. Because it would have lifted things if it had ever got to the point of being so bad it's good. But there are criteria to meet to get there, and this doesn't. This one's got Dakota Johnson, who has shown on the public relations tour for the film as much commitment and desire to be associated with this film as she does acting the character of Madame Web. So she plays a paramedic, and her mum was in the Amazon jungle and searching for this spider that had enormous powers. Her mum finds the spider. Her compadre, played by Tahar Rahim, who's from A Prophet, one of the best films of the century. He plays Ezekiel Sims, who basically killed the mum, not deliberately, but he stole the spider to gain its powers. And the people in the Amazon, I can't believe I'm explaining the plot to this. The mum was giving birth to Dakota Johnson, and for some reason, known only to God, they use a spider to bite the mum so that the daughter would survive birth, and the mum died. And Dakota Johnson's always hated her mum because her mum left her and went off to the Amazon and died, and she had a destroyed childhood and so on. So in the modern era, the Tehar Rahim Ezekiel Sims character has a premonition that three women are going to kill him. Three women dressed up as Spider-Man, played by Sydney Sweeney, the destroyer of woke, apparently, Isabel Merced, and Celeste O'Connor, as three future spider people. Another like, there's no one reason these films are so bad, but one big one: they never make a film. They make opportunities for other films. This showed in the initial promotional material three spider characters played by these chicks. Actually, in the film, they appear as these spider chicks as a dream sequence. They don't actually appear in the film. They're dreamt. So this villain then thinks he's got to kill these three girls. Dakota Johnson starts to have this premonitory, I might have made that word up, power where she can see briefly into the future, and she understands that these girls are under threat. They're teenage girls, they're brought together, they have sleepovers in cheap motels, and she protects them from the villain. It's a whole movie. There are numerous major things that stick out from even low-tier films in the superhero genre. The dialogue is the equal of anything I've ever seen in this modern post-Iron Man world. It is mind-blowingly terrible dialogue, and the delivery is shockingly awful, to the point where you're constantly watching the mouth sync, because it looks like they're actually syncing audio over the top of the acting, because probably the acting was so flat, they actually tried to gear up in the studio by overdubbing a lot of the lines, because the level of engagement from the actors is as low as I've ever seen. No one seems remotely excited. The most interesting thing about watching this film is to watch how progressively less interested the actors are in being in it. You'd think being in a $90 million movie, and hold on for a second, how did they spend $90 million on this film? We've just had Godzilla Minus One win the Best Visual Effects Award at the Oscars with a budget of $15 million. This film is like watching an episode of The A-Team. It's so cheaply shot, you just don't understand how we spend $90 million on this film. I couldn't believe they spent $230 million on The Marvels. That looks so cheap, but occasionally it did look like they spent money. But nothing here is above cheap, like not even TV standard, but cheap TV standard. The VFX is shockingly bad. How did they spend $90 million on this film? Is this just one giant Ponzi scheme and these people are just making hay while the sun shines and filling their bank accounts and just like letting the investors take all these $100 million hits? So those bits are bad. The level of engagement from the actors is bad. The nonsensical nature in a lot of what happens. For instance, Dakota Johnson's character, this is a great example of just how much they just didn't care. She spends most of the time of this movie driving around New York State, I think it's set in New York, in a stolen taxi she's removed the license plates from that's smashed up in the front, and no one ever stops her. She just goes about doing the shopping, goes off to restaurants. No one pulls her over. It's absolutely mind-blowing. She's actually wanted for an incident on the subway in one of the most photographed subways on Earth, driving a stolen taxi for virtually the whole movie, and no one ever stops her. They just don't care. It's like absolutely everyone involved in this movie didn't care. And even if it's the worst character on earth, why would you not care about being involved in a massive Hollywood production? Surely there are people out there that would bite your leg off to be in your position to make it. So the performances are very leaden and crap, and the camaraderie between the girls is like a really bad episode of Charmed. Another part of it is a superhero movie, and you get the villain crawls around on the walls a little bit. Madam Web's superhero powers are basically predicting when to jump to the left or the right. So she's seen the attack in advance. That's it. The girls don't get any powers at all. They clearly wanted to make this into a franchise where the young, hip girls crossing each demographic actually become the new Spider-Men. Or Spider-Gwens, I guess. The denouement is like, it made me think of Highlander 2 a little bit. But I think Highlander 2, the Redux version, was a lot better than this film. It is now occupying the place above the Marvels, and significantly so, as the worst comic book superhero movie since Iron Man, the worst MCU film. This is in the Sony era of Spider-Man, where they've given us the terrible Venom, the appalling Venom 2, and the laugh-out-loud Morbius, followed by the worst-reviewed superhero movie. They must have lost $400 million over four movies. I think Venom did a little bit better at the box office than Morbius or Madame Web. And at the end, she's suddenly in a wheelchair, a paraplegic and blind. And I was just like, when did this all happen? Like, she's gone from being like, I'm going to move to the left, I'm going to move to the right. And then the next scene, she's like in a wheelchair, and with like dark glasses on. I just don't understand how these movies get made. I don't understand. If you went to a bank and you said, I've got a business, it's going to cost $100 million, and these are all the elements, they are going to have you arrested on the spot for fraud. How do they keep getting away with it in the movies? There isn't any of these films that you would have said, yep, make it. And if you'd have had some oversight, which is, I guess, the job of a producer, you would have said, this is total garbage. You can't release this at all. So Madame Web is indeed the most aggressively appalling post-Iron Man superhero film yet. And a big fat 0 out of 10. That's the second 0 out of 10 in the last month.